Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence in You. It is the time where we are at our last segment for the show. It just went so fast, Hal.
It sure did.
I mean, really, did you just kind of do something with time? So you go really fast, you just kind of give a little kick. So here we are. It's 11:45, and we are at the last point of the show. We kind of took a little bit of a break, and we were talking about Fun Day Monday.
Yes.
But one of the things you're going to... We'll finish on Fun Day Monday.
Yeah, but I want to remind people, obviously, you know, we had mentioned there's all different, you know, performers. There's line dancing, mahjong, mindfulness coloring, Zumba, yoga, Tai Chi. On certain, like, there's a farm stand that's always there. On certain days, there's beach crafts. So there's really a wide variety of things. And I want to remind people that on the 29th is the health fair. So there's a bunch of different vendors and organizations that are there that day. So you can just come in. Like I said, parking is free for that day.
Right.
There's tons of transportation available, too.
So it's a week from Monday.
Yeah, it's a week from Monday. So definitely I recommend checking that out. And also a special event, which is my favorite, is the last Fun Day Monday, August 26th, is Hometown USA, which is a salute to the veterans. And that's always the best.
Yeah, that's
in my personal opinion.
And we have great entertainment that day. We have great entertainment
every
week.
Yeah, they're really...
The Quatrain Barbershop Quartet will be
And there's
performing.
Certainly something for everyone at Fun Day Monday, which we always say to people. So, and the next morning beach walk and trail walk is on August 12th is the trail. And
yes.
That's 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. And you're able to take a relaxing stroll. It is such a great place to walk. You know, I said what I love about North Hempstead Beach Park is that it's not overwhelming.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, you know, it's not that far to walk from the parking lot to the area. So it's really, it's just a great place in North Hempstead.
Yes.
So call 311 or 869-6311 for more information about that. Certainly, I know everyone's been listening to the news about the heat that's going on.
What? I haven't heard.
Hopefully you've been watching the news in your air-conditioned house. But it's certainly something that everyone, we're trying to warn people about.
Just give them a heads up.
And so this weekend, especially, if you need to get out, we were talking during the break, and you're better off not leaving.
If your air conditioner works at home for the weekend, just stay put.
Right, stay put. Get some snacks. Catch up on, you know, some shows.
Yeah.
Watching that
definitely.
Split if you have
Stranger
it.
Things. Yeah. Good one.
That's right. But really, if you do have to get out, though, you know, we certainly want you to go to a place where there's air conditioning, cold water, you know, just a place to sit. So North Hempstead has cooling centers this week over at the Yes We Can Community Center, which is in Westbury, Clinton G. Martin Park, which is in New Hyde Park, Michael J. Tully Park, which is also in New Hyde Park, and call 311 to get specific hours of operation for those locations.
Well, they're open as long as the pools are open. Tully has a lot going on there, and as long as the pool is open there.
Then there's also, on top of that, there's four cooling centers in Nassau County that's open Tuesday through the weekend from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So the Mitchell Field Complex, which is over in Uniondale, Wantagh Park Community Center in Wantagh, Grant Park in Hewlett, Kaniak Park in Hicksville, which are all really big facilities, so they could certainly hold a lot of people. And, you know, we were saying, too, go to your local library if you need to. It's certainly a good place to read, and, you know, it's a relaxing environment. But definitely, and just some tips that the town also released was to stay hydrated, obviously, drinking water throughout the day. Wear clothing that is light-colored, lightweight, loose, and absorbent. Cotton is always a good choice. Eat fruits and vegetables to help get some nutrients in your body. Wear a wide-brim hat when going outdoors. Take cool baths and shower once or twice a day. Limit caffeine and alcohol drinks. Check the daily heat index, you know, just to make sure what's going on. So it's just to stay informed. You know, we've all certainly been through it, you know, but it's just about being safe and really staying hydrated. Is number one. So if you can stay indoors, stay indoors. If not, follow those tips.
Right.
Another exciting event, Beck, that you probably know some info about is Beach Feast.
That's right.
Which is on Saturday, August 17th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. over at North Hempstead Beach Park. The parking fee for that is $10 cash or $7 credit card. and there's tons of food trucks there.
Yeah.
Who's the musical guest?
So we've got at 1 p.m. is going to be the Mystic, and they're a great band. They played last year at Beach Feast. However, I think they kind of got cut off because it started raining. But they're a lot of fun.
What kind of music are they?
They're kind of like classic rock, but they play a lot of, they do weddings, they play a lot of parks, so they really know how to make the crowd enjoy them, and they're one of my favorite cover bands out there. And then the next band is Desert Highway, and they're an Eagles tribute band, and they're hard to book, but they're wonderful too. I know Saturday night they're playing at the Jones Beach Band Shell, so I may go over there and you know, see how they're doing. And then we're also going to have EJ the DJ, and EJ the DJ, they'll be going the whole day. So they're around from 12 to 5. So in between every little thing, and they'll have little gifts to give out and things like that. And they're also the MC for the show. But we're really excited because Stephanie really pulled together a lot of great food truck vendors.
I love, which is going to make me hungry right now, I feel it.
All right, you ready for this? All American wontons, crepes and bakes, exotic bowls, meat, pizza company, Mr. Smith's Seafood, Twisty Freeze, and Yummy Gyro
of Port
Washington.
Really?
Yeah,
nice.
So we get from Yummy Gyro a lot in Williston Park. But, yeah, so that's going to be all these food trucks. So really, don't eat for like 2 weeks before. And then just go to every trust me, you're going to want a little bit from everywhere. There's also an antique car show, and they'll have beer and wine at there and live music. So it's going to be a great day. We just, you know, hope for no rain. And that's Saturday, August 17th. And the park will be set up really lovely. You know, yeah. So it's
fun.
A great
family day.
It really
is a fun. And that's what's nice about it, too. It really is a day.
Right.
You know, that every, like, no matter what age you are, I love like, the little kids dancing.
We have stuff for kids, the games. It's going to be a lot of fun. So every year it turns out to be a lot of fun.
Cool. So definitely, and admission's free. It's just the parking you have to pay for.
Right. Exactly.
So definitely check that out. If you need more information, obviously, you could always call 311 or 869-6311 for any
One of the things just because you brought up the calling 311 and 869-6311. So one of the things that Project Independence does, as everybody knows, is we have this major transportation program. So we subcontract to taxi companies, and people can go to their doctors within the town of North Hempstead at a much reduced rate, and also food shopping is free. One of the things that you have to do for the return trip is use your cell phone to call the taxi company. So it doesn't always work great. Sometimes, you know, the taxi company is running late, or if your pickup is during rush hour, it's going to be late. So we try to counsel people and tell them not to come. If you have a cell phone and you want to call the town, you have to dial 869-6311. Otherwise, you're going to get City 311, and they don't care about Project Independence Transportation Program. So if you're at your doctor in Mineola and you're not able to get through to the taxi company, your taxi's not there, so you're calling the taxi company,
Absolutely. You
can call 311 and we will help you, you know, figure out why the taxi isn't there. It's probably best to call 311, but if you call 311, you just dial 869-6311. So whenever you're on your cell phone, it's probably best just to dial the number.
Yeah,
so maybe program it in your phone so you don't have to worry. You're not getting picked because you're going to get the city and they're just going to not send a car for you.
Absolutely.
So that you mentioned that.
Also talking about great things that are happening in the town, and the Parks Department has tons of concerts.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they are literally endless. That is actually one tonight. 7:30 p.m. The Capris will be playing over at Clint G. Martin Park.
Wow.
Which should be really fun. It's, you know, an American doo-wop group, which I think is certainly, I mean, my dad might be breaking into this one. That's quite the Jimmy music choice.
Oh, yeah.
And August 9th, 45 RPM.
They're fun.
Will be over at Clint G. Martin Park, and they do a lot of 70s kind of music. So that's just at Clint G. Martin Park.
Right.
And then we have over at North Hempstead Beach Park, there is Simply Diamond, which is the Neil Diamond tribute band. That's on July. Oh, that passed. Excuse me. I'm like, my time.
Never mind.
Scratch that. You missed it.
shame on you.
July 21st, there's Southbound, which is a country music day. July 28th is Camelot, which I believe we've had, right?
Yeah, they're a lot of fun, yes.
They're a classic rock band. And on August 4th are the Uplifters, which is a beach party, calypso, and reggae music.
That's amazing.
Which I think is great. It's
You know what? We are at the end of the show, and of course...
Yes, and call 311 or 869-6301 because Manorhaven Beach Park has Mary Jane Davies Park.
Or go to the website. Yeah. They have this all on the website. Absolutely. But there's a lot going on. A Taste of Woodstock. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so much going on in the town. But we want to thank, as always, Dan Cox, the director of WCWP.org, Janine Solero, the administrative, Victoria and Ryan, the fabulous engineers of today's show, our wonderful co-host, Hal Bach, and his lovely bride, Dr. Bach, Dr. Fran Bach. We'll have her on next time for an interview. And, of course, Christina Liu, and a shout-out, guest hosting for John
to
Ryan.
You. Yes, a thank you to you, Ms. Rebecca. Fabulous job, as
always.
And we're glad to be back on the show. And
please check
it out next week.
I will. And you know what? Just like you've been hearing, please, you know, if you don't have to go out, don't go out. If you're home and the air conditioner's working and you've got the water flowing, just stay home. Take care of yourself so that you can enjoy the rest of the summer. It really is like walking through a mashed potato out there. And it's a heated one. It's a heated mashed potato, and it doesn't feel good all around. So have a safe and wonderful weekend. This was Project Independence and you. Have a great weekend.